Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And here always working with me is our team. Jared is the engineer. He's my grandson. How old are you, Jared?
I'm 28, about to turn 29.
Hey, you're trying to remind me of the birthday coming up, huh?
That's right.
That's what I thought.
During revealing the glory meeting.
What is it going to be during that meeting? Or just after?
It's going to be a little after.
Yeah, a little after. And then Hannah. And Hannah's just had a birthday. How old are you, Hannah?
I'm 23.
So here we have people in their 20s, and they give me kind of a different view of things. You know, I need to look at certain things certain ways. Like, for instance, they're putting everything we have up on what?
Podcasts.
Podcasts. So I don't even know what is a podcast, but thank God these folks do, and they know what'll reach. I believe we have a message to young people because people want to know. Young people want to know what in this world is going on. It. The only thing they have to tell them what's happening in current events is the news media. They are sadly mistreated because they're going to hear leftist ideas instead of what the Word of God says. So, Jared, I always love to get their view. And Jared said something. We've been reading the promises of Israel to the land, God to the land. And we just read that. Anyway, go ahead and say what you said.
Well, first of all, what was that scripture
29
yesterday that you were reading?
Yeah, I was reading Isaiah 29, which is God said. And you want to read that one again? Want me to read that one again?
Please.
Okay. So this is God's promise to the Jews that they'll have the land of Israel. And you can find it in your Bible, Jeremiah 31, 35 through 37. And he says, thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the laws of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus says the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will, I get the page apart here, cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they've done to me.
Yeah, so I was just sitting here listening as Mimi's talking, and I was just thinking in context of the Lord deals with three groups of people. And so I was thinking in how the Lord gives us a promise of the new creation promises, even that were foreseen by the prophets of old and that were given to Paul. They are just of the new creation and who we are and where we're seated. They're given as statements.
Basically, in the New Testament letters.
The New Testament letters, the Lord, you are in him. You are seated above every name. You know, it's like, this is, here's what it is. And we are to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Lord is talking about Israel and the state of Israel and the Israeli people, he's kind of jabby towards those who want to think otherwise. And what I mean is he's like, if everything I create is going to disappear, then fine. There'll be no more Israel. But that's not going to happen. That's what that scripture basically said.
Right.
He's kind of like, not sarcastic.
He is
sarcastic. it would be like,
how
funny.
Dare you?
How funny would it be if all of the earth and the heavens would disappear? Fine, you won't be a new creation.
Yeah.
It'd be like if Paul gave it like that, but he doesn't. But it would be the same kind of thing. But he doesn't. He does it with Israel. It's, you know, like you say, the Lord, he lives in the future. He is time. He isn't time. He doesn't live in time.
Mm-hmm.
He's the future. He's present. He's past. So it was almost like when he was saying these things, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew what these people, what the opposition was going to be, even from believers.
Yeah, he knew the opposition.
Yeah, he knew it. So it was almost like he was writing it to them.
He knew it. He knew it of the leftist press. He knew of the United States State Department. He knew of the Land for Peace movement. He knew of all of that. And Jared, now here's the point here. Let me give this point to you. Jehovah has a lot of names that he reveals himself by. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. He's Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord your righteousness. But one of his name is Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord God of armies. And it contains in it that he's got a lot of armies. He's got people. He's got like the nation of Israel is an army. The body of Christ is an army. He's got angel armies. He's got hailstone armies. All creation is his hosts. So when he said that, look who he signed it by.
That's funny.
Thus saith the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the laws of the moon and stars for a light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. Yahweh Sabaoth is his name. And when he uses that name, Yahweh Sabaoth is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, the seed of Israel shall cease from being a nation forever. When he uses Yahweh Sabaoth, it means to get this done, if I have to call every one of my armies into action, the hailstones, the angels, the peoples, if I have to call all of them, I'm going to get this done. There's going to be a nation of Israel. So folks, whoo-wee. We need not be on the opposite side of that. Bless the Lord.
That's a good meme.
Wow.
It gives you perspective.
Yes, it gives you a perspective.
How he signed
off. Don't be teaching against this in your classes at Christian schools. Don't be teaching that this land belongs to someone else just as much as it does to the children of Israel. It doesn't. And here's its future. I'm Yahweh Sabaoth. I'm the God who never changes. And this is how it's going to be. So, folks, we don't want to be... We have kind of a tendency to have what you call bleeding hearts. Oh, the poor Palestinians. Folks, the Palestinian people are Arabic people who came into Israel much later than what some would have you to believe. It's not that the Jews came in and pushed somebody out. The Jews were the ones, and it, basically while the Jews were gone, it was just a wasteland. But when they started coming back home, it started prospering. There were some ancient tribal peoples there. Some actually even, we won't go into this right now, but even some of the groups that are right now Arab villages. I have met this one young man. He was a cook. He was in charge of the kitchen at Opan Akiva. And the lady who was the head of the Opan Akiva, Shulamit Katz Nelson, said, you know that Omar is my cousin. And in his village, they still put the blood on the doorposts at Passover. And they're Muslims. Why do you do that? Well, that's what our grandfathers always did. What it was a Jewish village that was overrun by Muhammad and was forced into conversion, but they still keep some of their old ways. So, bless the Lord. We're going to go on. God has a plan for that land. And traditionally, I'm reading from Norma Archbold again. God, in Ezekiel, he calls it my land. In Joel, he calls it my land. It's God's land. And in Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel 36, Verse 5, the Mountains of Israel chapter, I have spoken in my burning jealousy against the rest of the nations and against all Edom who gave my land to themselves as a possession. Traditionally, the Lord's land, which he set aside for his special purpose nearly 4,000 years ago, has been called the Holy Land. In chapter 36 of Ezekiel, the Lord reveals his plan for Israel, the Holy Land, the Promised Land, promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord promised to resettle the Jewish people in the mountains of Israel. Keep in mind that the so-called West Bank and the mountains of Israel are nearly identical. When the Lord speaks in the Bible of the mountains of Israel, he is referring to the so-called West Bank. Now, if you have your Bible, I wish you would get Ezekiel chapter 36 and follow along as we read what God said. Ezekiel chapter, now remember, this is when they're going out. And in Ezekiel chapter 36, Son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel. You mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy has said against you, aha! Even the ancient high places are ours in possession. The enemy has said that. The ancient high places, Abraham's altars, Shechem, Bethel, Hebron, we got them now. And they do. They have them now. And God said, because they say that, and they brag around about it. He said, you prophesy this. Verse 5, therefore thus says the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have the nations, I have spoken against the residue of the nations and against all Edomea, which have appointed, or Edom, which have appointed my land in their possession with the joy of all their hearts, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. I can remember when they gave over Bethlehem to Yasser Arafat, and I watched it on television. They passed out candies, jumped, sang, danced in the streets, and ran up flags. The Christian population in Bethlehem, which we knew to be quite large, we bought olive things from them, olive wood products. Most of them have left because it was too hard under the Islamic rule that is there now. So God said, they have done that with the joy of all their heart. So God says, verse 6, Ezekiel 36:6, prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, to the hills, to the rivers, to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because you have borne the shame of the nations. Therefore saith the Lord God, I have lifted up my hand. God, the creator of the universe, said, I lift my hand. What does that mean? I swear. You have to lift up your hand in a court of law. I swear. Surely the nations that are around you, they shall know their shame, bear their shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you. I will turn unto you. You shall be tilled and sown. I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel. That means the northern kingdoms and the southern kingdoms. Even all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited, and the wastes shall be builded. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring forth fruit, and I will settle you after your old estates. The old estates in the Bible times, when they were there before, he's going to bring them right back home to the mountains of Israel. They're going to build cities. They're going to build their estates. I will do better things unto you than at your beginnings, and you shall know that I am Jehovah your God. I will cause men to walk upon you, my people Israel. Folks, I wish every politician had a Bible atlas. That's what they call the West Bank. That's what they're trying to make them give away. So we want you to have the book, The Mountains of Israel, The Bible in the West Bank by Norma Archbold. We'll send it to you for only $7, and that includes shipping. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for The Mountains of Israel, The Bible in the West Bank radio offer. We'll get it right out in the mail to you. Order extra copies, especially for young people. We want to remind you again that we will be March 23rd through 26th at a Glorious Church Fellowship for a Revealing the Glory seminar. You can get information about that by calling us at 417-336-4877. Shalom, shalom.